At a seaside primary school on Queensland's Sunshine Coast, Alyssa Flannery is beginning her shift as a teacher aide.
Have your names on them?
Yes.
The 40-year-old is one of Bedina State School's most loved members of staff.
This is what I mainly do. I keep an eye on the kids playing and on a play over here with the soccer. So if they hurt themselves, they come to me.
So, Liz, you have just marked 20 years with Bedina State School. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel great being here at the school. I've been here for 20 years, which is a big achievement for me, working here with the people down in the office and all the kids around me appreciate what I do here at the school.
Alyssa has Down syndrome. Her mum, Dee, worried it would be a barrier to employment until Alyssa began volunteering at her old primary school on the Sunshine Coast.
I ran into an old teacher of hers over at the shopping centre and she happened to ask how Liz was going, and I said, well, she's fallen into a hole having finished year 12. I don't know what the next step is. And anyway, I said, oh, you wouldn't have anything voluntary she could do at the school. A couple of days later, we got a call, and Liz came up, and she's been here ever since. So it was just amazing how it all fell into place.
Miss Alyssa is now a paid teacher's aide for the school's prep cohort.
Well, watching the preps being little, it's really so cute working with them and they're growing up so much. And now it's nice to being part of the school and the community here. And also it's nice working with little ones.
Russell Thompson, I'm the principal at Bedina Primary School. She's very bubbly. She loves working with the prep students. So often you'll see Alyssa down in the prep helping them organise their soccer games, helping them navigate their way around the playground. So she's like their big sister.
She's also the little sister of former student and Queensland State of Origin star Chris Flannery.
We're as proud of Liz and Clayton as we were of Chris. All of them have done well. Couldn't ask for anything better. And they turned out good kids.
My mum and my dad and my two brothers, they are very proud of me, and also my sister-in-laws as well.
Yeah.
And my auntie for four kids as well, and they are also proud of me, every one of them.
Outside of work, though, Alyssa is kicking personal goals, recently moving out of home for the first time and into independent living.
And I'm in a steel house with two lovely housemates, Caitlin and Bethany. And they're my best friends as well.
Big change. We had it for 40 years and then all of a sudden it's just Peep and I, and a bit of empty nesters very late. The thing that makes us feel happy is she is happy and so content, and the house situation is just perfect. It's all we ever wanted.
And Alyssa is inspiring a new generation, children of all abilities, to follow their dreams.
I think she brings a lot of joy to the school. The kids are amazing with her. But also having Liz in the office where parents come in, if they've got a child with a disability, they can see what they can achieve, which we think is pretty special.
Bye, Miss Alyssa.
See you, preppies. See you later.